According to the Concise Oxford Dictionary, the word classic is defined as meaning A, acknowledged excellence, and B, outstandingly important. An anthem, on the other hand, is defined as a solemn hymn of praise or a popular song that is defined with a person, group, etc. With the continuing popularity of classic rock radio in mind, writer Mitch Myers has examined these terms and arrived at a few conclusions.
Let's play a new game. It'll help if you have a working knowledge of pop music from days gone by, but anyone who listens to the radio should do just fine. It's a simple game, really. All you have to do is pick out which song is a classic and which one is an anthem. Now that we've got our basic terms straight, let's get started and learn as we go along. First question. The Rolling Stones. Satisfaction versus Jumpin' Jack Flash. Which is which? Answer? Satisfaction is the anthem, and Jumpin' Jack Flash is the classic. You see, not every classic is necessarily an anthem, and not every anthem is always a classic. Here's an easy one. Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone versus Blowin' in the Wind.
The answer, my friend, is blowin' in the wind. The answer is blowin' in the wind.
Like a Rolling Stone is really just a classic, while Blowin' in the Wind is the actual anthem. I should say that it's possible for a song to be both an anthem and a classic, but anthems can also be quite horrible and some will never attain classic status. Is We Are the World an anthem? Of course, but it sure isn't a classic. The same goes for Twisted Sister's We're Not Gonna Take It, and countless other top 40 hits that I decline to mention. Just because a song has been played on the radio incessantly doesn't mean it has to be a classic or an anthem, let alone both. Then there's the notorious Springsteen principle to consider. That is, some artists like Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Prince, and especially Bruce Springsteen are predisposed to write in the anthemic voice, and a high percentage of their songs turn out to be anthems, or pseudo-anthems. Think about it. Born to Run, Born in the USA, Everybody's Got a Hungry Heart. Of course, the same goes for rockers like Tom Petty, John Mellencamp, and even David Bowie. They just seem compelled to write anthems. And so does The Who's Pete Townsend, for that matter. From songs like My Generation to Won't Get Fooled Again, old Pete wrote almost as many anthems as that great American composer, Aaron Copland. One good way to test out the whole classic versus anthem controversy is to imagine the song in question being played at a sporting event. If the tune can make it at a professional basketball game, odds are that it's some kind of an anthem.
Sing it. We will rock you.
In this case, the late Freddie Mercury and his group Queen are at the top of the heap with anthems like We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions. Of course, not all anthems are melodramatic, sloganeering pieces of rock propaganda. Some anthems are just rousing unto themselves. A song with no real words like Gary Glitter's Rock and Roll Part 2 still rates as a huge anthem in the world of sports. Let's shift from the sports arena to the movie theaters. Superfly versus Shaft. I feel it's my responsibility to inform you that Curtis Mayfield's Superfly is an urban classic, while Isaac Hayes' Shaft is the ultra-funky anthem. I don't remember exactly why, but that's the deal. Here's one. Led Zeppelin's Whole Lotta Love versus Stairway to Heaven. Answer? Both are classics, but neither of them are anthems. This goes back to the fact that Led Zeppelin darn near invented classic rock. The same goes for artists like Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton. Which brings us to my final point. You're probably not hearing as much classic rock as you think. In most cases, those radio stations clubbing you over the head are actually playing anthem rock and don't even know it. As a result, I'm looking for a few serious investors for a new kind of radio format. It's going to be anthem rock radio, and our motto will be all anthems, all the time.
We can be heroes forever and ever. What you say?
No meager power ballads, no contrived golden oldies or sentimental dusties. Just certifiable rock anthems that are guaranteed to pump you up. We'll also be looking for a few good DJs that are willing to play Freebird during the AM drive time, but that shouldn't be a problem. Anthems are for the people, right? Just think of the advertising dollars we're going to haul in. It's enough to make a man stand up and salute. Which reminds me, Bachman-Turner Overdrive's Taking Care of Business versus Pink Floyd's Money. Any takers?
Mitch Myers is a storyteller and historian. He listens to the radio in Chicago.